1 Corinthians 14 and 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Yes. The saints are the churches. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author. And then he gives us an analogy after that, but I'll show you something in a few about that. All right? Father, bless us on this morning. We thank you for blessing us thus far. You are an awesome Savior, a mighty King, and we thank you for all things. Bless this word that falls on good ground. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
Matthew, we thank
you. Thank you.
Yes.
We thank you. Father, we thank you.
Right?
God has an order. His structure is, that's why when I go to certain places, like if I'm in Delaware, I'm walking through the door, they recognize I got a little age, and I have about two, three gray hair on me. So they automatically, you know, go to the door, open the door, and say, how you doing, sir? I go in Harrisburg, I walk to the door, they get in my way.
Yeah.
So disrespectful. I'm like, well, what is going on? Right? So we've grown accustomed to being disrespected. Yeah. Right? When I go to a door, usually when I go to a door and somebody's coming, I don't care if it's male or female, I open the door for them so they can get in. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's because I've been what?
Trained.
Somebody's taught me, somebody's trained me, somebody's instructed me. Somebody's told me how to function.
Yeah.
Even within the guidelines of a home. The mother did say, you know, man, you gotta, hey, I want you to do something. You know, stop playing right now, get it either, whatever. And then the child might disrespect the mother just a little bit, you know. And then the dad come in the room and say, you heard your mother? He ain't gonna do a whole lot. Because God put that there, that men would have that over, right, within their household. It's a structure. It was first the man, then it was God, it was the man, then it was what? It was the woman, then it was what? All right, somebody. There's an order. There's a structure. So this world is out of place, and it's in chaos because that just doesn't happen. I used to get back to this city many times, and I would see kids out. It'd be like 2 in the morning. Kids is out walking the streets. I'm like, where's the parents at? What's going on? I was in a store, and they tell the young man, they say, hey, you can't come in here and buy anything unless you have supervision of an adult. So the one little kid, he still wants to do what he wants to do, so he reaches back and grabs some more candy. He got a book bag on, but he's going to go on the back of the store and put it in his pockets, in his book bag. So they said, hey, man, what you doing? Come out of there. No, you can't buy nothing. He's upset. He's frustrated. He is a future thug that we got to deal with that's going to disrespect us. There's about 4 or 5 of them. Right? But the thing is, God is about structure. So within the household of the Lord, within the confines of the household of the Lord, God has order. He has structure. He has... He works like... Can I show you something else real quick?
Yeah.
I need somebody. Just get up. I'm just going to do some order things real quick. Somebody got a mic? Get up real quick. Read 34, 35, 40, right? So I'm just showing you some structure. I don't have a lot of time, right? Y'all ready to go back to singing. Get the good job, right? I'm going to I'm here right now. Hello, somebody. So the thing is, I want to show you something. There is a structure. And many times in the church, we have issues with different things within the church. 1 Corinthians 14, 34, 35. I just need somebody to jump up and start reading. Yes.
Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church.
That right there is heavy, ain't it? So listen, I'm not the author of confusion. I bring peace to the church. I bring order to the church where the saints live. Where they praise me, where they glorify me, I have order. Man, but that right there, man, that causes a lot of problems within the church. Now let's just define this for a second. I got a few minutes, right? Let's just figure this out for a minute. You're in church right now, right? Husband and wife.
You're husband and wife. I'm going to use a husband and wife. Is that all
right?
You're in church right now. There's a husband and wife right there. Right?
Now, back then, what happens is, a lot of times the men were travelers. They would go and sell. They'd leave home for months at a time to go sell their goods. The women would take care of the household. Right? So when it came time to go to church, when he was back in town, and he took the family to the church, he knows 2-3 languages. He knows Hebrew. He knows Greek. He can speak different languages. She gets into the church, and when she's in the church, she doesn't understand. She's bored, right? So she's asking her husband, so what are they talking about? You know, they might laugh for a second in the church. What are they talking about? What are they discussing, right?
What's going on? And then, so she's distracting whoever's up here speaking. So go ahead and start talking. Talk to your husband.
Hello.
And I'm saying, she's talking, somebody else over here talking to somebody. And he said, be women, be silent in the churches. That's the word.
Amen.
I'm just repeating the word, right? Amen. He said, women, be silent in the churches. They said, so then you tell her, so I'm telling you to let her know, when you get home, ask Tim, he'll tell you. He knows the dialect, he knows the language, he'll share with you later on when you get home. Right? Hello, somebody. Right? So, this has caused confusion over many churches, but this is the truth, right? You can see it too, right? He said, you want to read that again? Listen to what the Bible says. I'm almost done. So when folks start talking that talk, you tell them.
Now this is what the Lord says.
Not a preacher, the Lord. I'm repeating what the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14, right? Get it in the spirit, because they'll come your way.
Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. They are commanded to be under silent obedience, as also saith the law.
Yeah, see, within the confines of the church, women are not over men like that. They're not over us. Even if they hold a higher position, they're still not over us. They still have to respect us as men, as their husbands, and not usurp authority over us like the Bible says.
Yes.
You know, women might be pastors, but don't usurp authority over me and say, you know, go and sit down over this on the ground. Don't, you know, mistreat me in front of the people. I'm still your husband.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know what I mean? I still have a position that is still over you to do what? To love you, to take care of you, to watch over you. I'm still your husband. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So, you know, so the Lord says, do not usurp authority over. Right? So it says that last part?
And if they will learn anything, let
them. Okay, now the whole reason is what? If they will what?
Learn.
Oh, no. Why are we trying to make it about preaching? But go ahead.
Right, that's right.
Why are we trying to make it about preaching? He said they can't speak in the church because they're talking, right? And it's explaining to you why. Go ahead.
And if they will learn anything.
And if they will learn anything. Go ahead.
Let them ask their husbands at home.
Ask at home.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. You may, if you see, it's telling you the story. It's letting you know. If you want to learn, when you get home, your husband knows all that. He has no problem sitting down letting you know. Right? He is the king of the castle in his crib. Right? He tells him, little baby, you heard your mom. Go ahead and sit down here. God has given him that place. He has that structure. You know what I mean? That's why sometimes we might have to change our voice and say, what's your mom tell you? That means no play across the line. Daddy has, you can't tell me dads don't have a place. Why do you think the enemy has always fought men? All across the world fought men. Right? All kinds of things. Jobs and everything else. All kinds of situations because he wants to make sure that system is not in place.
Right.
But men got a place. I used to be tripping every time you turn around. Some kid's on the football field. He got a dad that helped raise him, took care of him. He gets on the football field. Mom, they got him on TV. I thank God for having the opportunity to play football and play in the NFL. And hi, Mom. I thank you for my mother. My mother has been a great inspiration.
What?
One of us daddies that have contributed to this family. Yes, there are people that have not. There's men that have not. But what about us that did contribute and was a blessing to our homes? Brought food on the table. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even get a haircut. I had to cut my own hair because I was taking care of my son. He got a haircut. I didn't get one. So I'm up here trying to cut my hair. My paycheck only went so far. So I'm trying to. Then I tell my wife, can you hook me in the back? And I holler at you. Can you just fix my back? I say, you know, nobody see it. Hey, it's kind of hot back there. Well, I'm trying to be a good daddy and take care of who? job.
Yes.
Go out and buy him a suit, nice suit, you know. And he hiding up under the bed.
Ooh.
But I'm trying to do the best I can to be a parent.
Right.
So I took away from me the sacrifices us men do. Wait a minute now. We make great sacrifices. We make sacrifices. One in my life for a few years, and he was gone, but he was a stepdad, but I didn't have a father in my life, you know what I mean? So when I had the chance, I wanted to do the best I can. So if they had track meets, if they had certain things, I want to be there. I want to be with it, you know what I mean? So they can say, you know, my dad was there, you know, because I remember when there was no dad there for me. He was there, he was, you know what I mean? I want them to know my presence is there. I'm in that corner, no matter what you're doing. If you're playing volleyball and you can't kick the ball, I'll be out there chair. You gotta kick the ball, ball go over here. And, oh, yeah, that's, you know, don't worry about it. Next year. Next year, everything will be all right. You ain't even gotta worry about that. And that's just being a dad. A dad. God has brought us here. We are mighty men of valor. That's not men. She already had cloud in the sky. She had animals that was already named.
Yes.
Everything. The water was running in the lake. Hello,
yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. So when she got here, that's why many times women get frustrated, simply because when they got here, stuff was already taken care of. And what women really want is to be covered.
Yes.
They want to be covered by a man. They want to make sure when they go into the store, you know, anybody checking them out, they're like, hey, baby, what's going on? Where you going? You know, they don't want to deal with all that if they cover. You know, my man's out in the car watching you right now. You better. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
She might just grow up like this.
That's right.
She's covered.
Yes.
Right? Covered. Covered. Right? So God is not the author. He's not the author of confusion. Well, let me bring it to you even closer.
Yeah.
He says in the book of Genesis, he says this. He said, male and female, he made both of them. And he called them, God, Lord, called them. Lord of Lord, King of King, he called them. Adam. He called them. So women can preach, right? Men can preach because he called us both what? Adam. So he's talking about a different species, right? It's just a different species. A woman is she's a woman. Right? You got the man, and you got the woman. The woman came out of the man. God took a bone from him, and made her. And then God flips the script, because the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. So then to get here, you got to come through a woman. So you can't beat women up simply because you got here through.
Yeah.
How you going to beat something up you got here through?
Yeah.
How you going to do that? How you going to do that? Oh, we use them for everything else. You know what I mean? I'm sick. Can you make me some of that poison? Yeah, use them for everything else. But when it comes to just normal everyday stuff, you know what I mean? You know, when it comes to certain things, I'm the man. I was down in Delaware. The one lady's husband died, and when it came to certain things, she had left this big house. She's left with all these cars and trucks and stuff. She doesn't know what to do. All in life, she don't know what to do. He took care of everything, every little detail. Oh, somebody, God doesn't even work like that. God doesn't, he includes you in what he's doing.
Yeah.
You're included in the plan, whatever his plan. Yeah, he don't really need you like that. He's king of kings, he's made everything.
Yeah.
But he includes you in the plan.
Yeah.
He brings you in. Hello, somebody, I need to use you. I got a plan for you. I got open doors. I have ways out of nowhere. I am God. Hello, somebody, it is he's the king. He's the king. He's Lord of Lords, and he's king of kings. There is none like you. He is all by himself. When somebody says that, he clouds is the dust. So when he, man, this cat is bad.
Yes,
you can't even imagine everything you can possibly study in college. Everything. Every college in the world. Could you imagine? Every little piece of information they can give you, he had long before we had. Mm-hmm. Every little piece of everything God hid. Everything. Everything. Forever. He can think about everybody's thoughts all over the world. Years before you thought the thought. Come on. He is that bad. And he includes us. He's our daddy. Thank God for a good father. We might not have him down here sometimes, but he's a good dad. He's a good father. He's a good provider. Because my Bible tells me, he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He's a good dad. There might not be a turkey, but there might be some ham. You might not have a Christmas dinner, hello somebody, but your bread and water is short. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Never, and I have never seen your seed begging for bread. Can you please give me some bread? Give me some bread. You ain't got to worry about that. Because once it becomes a need, God steps in. Not that years ago, the one sister was going to the bus stop. She found out she had the money on her. There was a need. Hello, somebody. Right then, God blessed her. Somebody handed her some money real quick. She gets on the bus. God shall. She comes back to me. I said, yeah, God said he shall supply your needs according to his riches. And
yes.
What you mean his riches, Lord?
Right.
He owns everything.
Yes.
That was on a thousand hills.
Yes.
If he was hungry, he would not say, sister, can you make me one steak? He don't need your steak.
Yes.
So he has cattle on the thousand hills that you can be blessed.
Yes.
Hello, somebody,
yes.
Right? So you're talking about God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
We used to sing a song. Yes, he is. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
See, older people, you respect them. You know, it's not, we're not equal. You know what I'm saying? And I've always got knowledge and stuff. I was talking to my son the other day. My knowledge came from those that are older than me. My friends years ago were older than me. They had age. They were 10 years, 15 years, 20 years older than me. A lot of them are gone now, right? But they would tell me certain things. I just sit there quiet. I said, cool. I know they know what they're talking about. Then that's where I never been before. I can't use where I've been. Right, to justify the fact that these people have been on the planet longer and know more than I know.
Right.
So I shut my mouth and I do what? I listen to what they have to say. Right? Everybody in the room has a skill set. Whatever you do, there's a skill set. Hello, somebody. If there's a doctor in the room, you're a doctor, you're a physician, right? You are skilled at what you do. But outside of that, you don't know what's over here, you don't understand what's over here. So each of us got something that we, right? Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Right? Yeah, he's a good guy there. So that's what you have to understand. We need to get back to that. We respect people of age. You know what I mean? When they speak, we say, we say things like, ha ha. But it's not ha ha. It's a respect level. You know what I'm saying? So when you see them, how old are you? I'm 32. You should not wear that. She's 32. So since she's 32, and I'm 58, she's supposed to be 70.
Right, right.
Right.
All
and
time.
So she's 32, and you're around my age somewhere, she's supposed to be
70.
Right? You're supposed to, there's a respect. There's an order. Right? If somebody, it doesn't even matter. They can be, you're 34? 32. And how old are you?
28.
She's 28, right? And say she was only 40. You respect the fact that she has age. And we have gotten away from that. That is serious. We've gotten away from it. So when you come into the kingdom of God, we can very well disrespect each other and not realize it. No, we gotta respect each other, right? Even us older ones that's been trained to respect you young people. We know how to say, you know, can you please do something? Can you help me out? You know what I mean? Whatever the case is, we know how to be respectful. Right? But we don't want to lose that. That's very dangerous. Right? That's very dangerous. All right, I'm done. My time is done. I'm going to open my time. God bless you. Right? Please stand to your feet.
Hey, you guys, it is now 5 o'clock. I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This is Miss Hill Not Harm, aka Miss Mic Check. You are tuned into the Hill Not Harm podcast. Per usual, I always try my best to bring you guys the jewels that it will be a blessing to you as it was to me, given by my apostle at Higher Level Church, a true man of God. So today's word was on order, how God is not the author of confusion. So you have to be in order to receive the things he has set for you. So without further ado, again and again, please like, share, comment, hillnotharm365.com. You're able to follow any social media linked to me, my blogs, or anything. If you live in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, feel free to reach out if you would like to experience the presence of the Lord face-to-face in the house of God. Hopefully this will be a blessing to you as it was to me. I don't know if I already said that, but it's so true. Hopefully it'll manifest in your life and in your spirit. And again, without further ado, here is the jewels. Here are the jewels. A little praise, a little worship, and the word of God from the man of God.